Park Lane Jewelry. If you find the real estate market stressful, confusing, and complicated, then you've come to the right place. Stay tuned as Randy and his expert guests dispel the myths and give you a dose of reality. It's Real Estate Revealed. And here's your host, Chicagoland's premier home appraiser, Randy Barcella.
A very enthusiastic and exciting welcome to Real Estate Revealed, and I am Randy Barcella. It is always a joy for me to be with you each Sunday morning. I am happy that you tuned in. Exciting announcement again, as we've offered you the past 2 weeks of the new year. We listen to you, and we are delivering. Each week, we've been having the top 10 checklists of our past shows, what we've learned from each show, just as a handy guide for you, and now available when you get out to the website at realestaterevealed.net. We're going to email them to you. But wait, it gets even better. Just because you logged on and we're going to email this to you free, we're going to also give you a free gift card from the popular Bang Bang Shrimp appetizers at the Bonefish Grill. That's like their most popular appetizer, period. Plus, we're going to give you a free gift card for coffee, iced coffee or regular coffee at Chick-fil-A, which is also our new sponsor. So you're going to get a free checklist emailed to you because everybody's been asking about this, that you wanted it. So we're going to email you to free. There's nothing you have to do. Just log on or call us here at the studio today. We're going to email you free the checklist of any of your past shows, including today's show, and you're going to get a free gift card mailed to you from the Bonefish Grill restaurant, Bang Bang Shrimp Appetizer, and also free coffee from Chick-fil-A. Also, next month, for 2 months, every Monday morning, you just go into Chick-fil-A in Orland Park and just tell them you heard us on the AM 560. You're getting free breakfast, free breakfast sandwich. Wow, how exciting is that? But you know what? This is our thank you. It's a sincere thank you for you making our show your favorite and for all of your support in 2014. And we're going to be even better now for you in 2015. So get out to the website, realestaterevealed.net. Like I said, it's free. We'll email you the free checklist of your past show and give you a free two gift cards, Bonefish Grill and Chick-fil-A restaurant. Okay, let's face it. Buying or selling a home can be very stressful, complicated, and confusing. And why is that? It doesn't have to be that way. This is your show where each week we draw aside the curtains, peel back the layers, open the doors, and uncover the truths, revealing myths versus reality. This is information you can trust to have peace of mind. Today's show is your survival guide show. Do you know the top 10 things you need to know to avoid disaster when buying a home? Do you know the top 10 home buying pitfalls that you need to avoid? Many of you have your sights on buying a home this spring. You wrote us and you asked us to give up-to-date research on what's new going forward in real estate in 2015. And we put together, actually, Betsy Loeb, our Real Estate Revealed's expert broker from Baird & Warner, she put together this current valuable informational checklist on your survival guide to avoiding disaster pitfalls going forward in 2015. And that's what this show is all about. It's not about me. It's about you. Each week you give us the topics. We research it for you. And somebody's been telling us they think it's a little bit like Mythbusters cable show and also 60 Minutes where we do the research for you. But Betsy put a lot of effort and research into this. And we are so excited to give you, you know, answers to the questions that you've asked us. The top 10 pitfalls to avoid when buying a home. And also, too, we were so excited to have Betsy's show last week, the top 10 reasons that 2015 will rock for real estate. And that was really cutting edge and a positive good news forecast for 2015. Now, Betsy's, I'm so excited, Betsy, to have your survival guide moving forward now, the top 10 things you need to know to avoid disaster when buying a home. And so, good morning, Betsy Loeb. Welcome.
Good morning, Randy. Happy to be here.
Yeah, you know, as I was driving in here, I was so excited. It was light out.
I know.
Last 2 weeks, it's dark out. It's you know, it's 7 in the morning driving to the studio.
The snow is melting.
And the snow is melting. We've had this heat wave. I think it got up to 39 yesterday, maybe 40 today.
Which is great. I know. It could get a little warmer, personally.
It's okay. We're on a good start. We're on a good start. And so, yeah, thanks for everybody for making it a great 2014. And I love this one. I love survival guides. I love checklists. I love having things I can follow. Because you hear so much stuff, you know, all over the internet and commercials and infomercials and people just leading you astray. But I'm so glad that you've got for us the top 10 things that people need to know to avoid disaster when buying a home. So let's get started. Yeah. What are they?
Buying, I mean, it could be a very stressful process. So you really have to know what to look out for. So Number one is not understanding agency.
What is agency?
You've got to understand the idea of real estate agency before you begin buying a home, so you know what to look out for. One mistake that I see often is a buyer preferring to buy a home straight from the listing agent because they know the most about the home. But it's important to understand that the listing agent's job is to secure the best offer possible on the property for their seller. Their duty is to the seller, not for the home buyer.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Real Estate Revealed, and we're uncovering the myths versus truth with regard to the top 10 things you need to do when avoid pitfalls when buying a home. And we are live. If you have any questions for Betsy, 312-642-5600. That's 312-642-5600. And you said that the first one is not understanding agency. And I never thought about it that way because I've seen a lot of people drive around in neighborhoods, see a for sale sign in front of a home, and then they call, and then they go buy. And then I think they may have buyer's remorse a month later because they realize they paid too much.
Right.
Right.
That's their job. That's their job as the listing agent to get the best price for the home for their seller. On the other hand, a buyer's agent represents the best interests of the buyer. They are there to represent you, to make sure that it is fair market value. You're not overpaying for the home, and to help with negotiations, the entire process. They always represent the buyer. And most of the time, they're free. The buyer's agents are free.
Oh, so when you list a house for sale, you charge the commission and the seller pays the commission. But if I'm going to look at a home, I think it makes more sense what you're just telling me now.
Right.
And I love this first point. If I'm a buyer looking to buy a house, I need to get a real estate agent to represent me, and that's free.
Right. That's their job. That's their job.
Wow. Number one, not understanding agency. I love that. Get a real estate agent. Don't just drive around looking at for sale signs and calling the signs, and because it may not be in your best interest, or you may not get a better deal. Wow, that's great. What's number two?
Number two, now this is a big one. It's not getting pre-qualified before looking at homes. And this happens all the time, and I hate to see it happen. I was working with really close friends of mine, which is a little tricky to begin with. And I tried getting them pre-approved before we left to go look at homes. But they insisted that they didn't do that yet because they weren't 100% sure that they were ready to buy a home in the first place. They just wanted to look. So I took them out. And sure enough, we found a home that they fell in love with. And they wanted to put an offer in on it. We went back to the office to get the pre-approval because I always have to submit a pre-approval with my offers just because that's really what makes an offer stronger is with a pre-approval letter. And so we go back to the office to get them pre-approved, and guess what? They can't afford the house. They cannot afford the house at all.
Wow.
So
not only does the realtor waste their time driving around showing a lot of houses, but your offer will never be accepted by the listing agent for the seller because they were not pre-qualified.
And the home was way out of their price range, and then they had to take a break. They were so bummed that they couldn't get this house that they fell in love with. But then after a couple months, we went back out to look at homes in their price range. But, I mean, after you find the home that you love, everything looks smaller. Everything looks more dated. And they still haven't bought a home. They haven't found it. They can't get that first one out of their heads. And, you know, it's just not getting pre-qualified is not doing yourself justice.
I mean, look, everybody wants to drive around and look at these $700,000 homes with three-car garages, five bedrooms, four bathrooms, built-in swimming pool. But guess what? You really have to stay within your income.
Right.
What your income dictates that you should have.
It is so important to know how much you can afford based upon your down payment, your credit score, and loan program. The worst thing you could do is put an offer on a house without being pre-qualified.
And you know what? Well, the good thing about this is what if you find out you can afford a home for $300,000, but you absolutely fell in love with a home for $225,000? It's still even way more affordable.
Absolutely.
So you don't have to go to the limit that you're actually qualified. And let's say you're qualified for a mortgage up to $500,000. You know, you don't necessarily have to buy a house for $500,000. You could buy a house for less than that, which makes more sense.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so number one is get a real estate agent to represent you as a buyer. Don't just drive around calling the sales signs because you're going to get a better deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free. When you hire a realtor to work with yourself as a buyer, that's free. You don't pay that realtor anything. And number two is really huge. you need to get pre-qualified first. And all of this information is confidential between you and the loan officer. You call the loan officer. You tell them your income, your birth date, your Social Security number. They run a credit bureau, and they find out, and they tell you exactly how much you can afford, which makes it even more comfortable going forward. I like that.
Mm-hmm. And you got to be honest, too. It doesn't make sense to lie about your finances.
Well, it comes up in the credit report anyway.
Exactly.
That's great. And so this is an incredible checklist that Betsy Loeb put together for us here for Real Estate Revealed. A lot of research. The top 10 things you need to know to avoid disaster when buying a home. And the first point that Betsy went over was not understanding agency. Get a realtor to represent you as a buyer. Number two, getting pre-qualified. Coming up next, do you know what 3, 4, and 5 is on the list? Great information, Betsy Loeb. You're listening to Real Estate Revealed with Randy Barcella and Betsy Loeb, and we're going over the top 10 things you need to avoid disaster when buying a home. We'll be right back. You're listening to Real Estate Revealed on AM 560 The Answer.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Ken Griffin, taking a look at the roadways in Tinley Park. We still have the intersection of Harlem and 159th Street completely shut down. This is because of an accident that occurred out there some time ago. Also, a wreck this morning at Fullerton and Kedzie. We have an accident on the southwest side at Kedzie and 31st Street. And still another on 8094 westbound. That is at Torrance Avenue. So maybe a little slippery out there in some places after all that melting yesterday. Might want to slow it down just a bit on the expressways. Everything is looking good right now. We're seeing no delays on the Edens or the Kennedy, the Eisenhower, Stevenson, 55 to Dan Ryan, all moving right along. So is 57 to Bishop Ford. Lakeshore Drive is clear. The Elgin O'Hare is good. All the tollways are just fine. And the roadways in northwest Indiana, with the exception of that crash on 8094, are wide open. AM 560 weather, partly cloudy, high 37, currently 36. Our next report coming up in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Unfortunately, we've finally awakened again to the conclusion that there are a bunch of terrorists in the world who want to kill us. Unfortunately, over 100 million Muslims on this earth agree that they're justified in doing so. It is merely a matter of time before they make another nightmare. And this time, it could be in this country. We can either stick our head back in the sand or do something about it. What do you think the hosts on this station want to do? AM 560, The Answer.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, but you're feeling a little overwhelmed, it's time to leave your stress at the door. I'm Betsy Loeb with Baird & Warner, and I'm eager to help make your real estate experience the best one. You don't have to overpay for your dream property or settle for a low offer on your home sale, even in this market. Call me, Betsy, at 708-460-1400. That's 708-460-1400. 460-1400.
Did you know that right now you could be carrying around up to 22 pounds of undigested waste? 22 pounds of gunk caked to the inside of your colon, plus toxins we eat and breathe spread throughout our vital organs, making us feel terrible. If you often feel tired, sluggish, and bloated, you need to call for a free trial of Zymbiotics. This revolutionary all-natural product cleanses undigested waste from your colon, flattening your belly and eliminating bloating, heartburn, and acid reflux, so you feel healthy and energetic. For a free full-size trial, call 1-800-400-3180. Because of our poor diets and polluted environment, toxins and waste build up inside us and affect how we feel. In fact, many doctors believe sluggish digestion is the number one reason we feel tired and lethargic. So cleanse your body with the unique herbal formula of Zymbiotics. Call now for your free full-size trial so you can feel healthy and energetic. 1-800-400-3180. That's 1-800-400-3180. 1-800-400-3180.
NIU fans, college basketball season is underway, and it's time to catch your Northern Illinois University Huskies in action. Show your support by purchasing your Huskies basketball tickets online at niuhuskies.com/tickets. The Huskies host the Akron Zips at the Convocation Center January 21st. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. If you can't make it to the game, catch all the action right here on your home for NIU Huskies basketball, AM 560 The Answer. Go Huskies!
You're listening to Real Estate Revealed with Randy Barcella.
Welcome back to Real Estate Reveal with Randy Barcella and Betsy Loeb, and we are going over the top 10 things you need to avoid disaster when buying a home in 2014. And like I said, this show is not about us at all. Each week, you guys give us the topics that you need research into and more valuable truths into, and that's what we did. And so going forward for 2015, Betsy Loeb did a lot of research for everyone on the 10 things you need to know to avoid disaster when buying a home. And she's got this great, valuable top 10 checklist on what to do. And speaking of checklists, as I announced at the beginning of the show in the last 2 weeks, this is a huge, huge thank you from all of us at Real Estate Revealed to you for making us your favorite in 2014. We're giving away, we're going to email you all the free checklists of any of the past shows that you want. Plus, we're giving you, we're going to mail to you a free gift card for the Bang Bang Shrimp Appetizer at Bonefish Grill in Orland Park and Chick-fil-A Restaurant. Free coffee, a lot of great things to give away. And this is our thank you to you. And if you don't want to log on today, you can just call us here at the show and we'll take your information down. So let's move forward. Betsy, what's number three in your top 10 list? I know number one was get a buyer's agent to represent you, not just call the listing agent on the sign and go straight to them and buy. And number two, oh, this is really important, get pre-qualified for the price of housing that you're really qualified to buy. And what's number three, Betsy?
Number three is not seeking the proper professional help. A real estate transaction is definitely not simple. And there are a lot of players that are involved in the entire transaction. And just one bad player can ruin the entire deal. You need to have experienced people like realtors, real estate attorneys, mortgage lenders, agents. They all have to be on your team. And best case scenario is that the seller is also working with an experienced team, because if the team you're playing against has characters that are lazy or sloppy, the whole deal can leave the buyer with a bad taste in their mouth.
And I've also seen where somebody, let's say the price of your home should be $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
The owner of the home said, I'll give this to you, listing agent, but we want $400,000, not $300,000, because I know our house is worth more than everybody in the neighborhood. So it sits there. So then you're going to make a realistic offer, and now the realtor has an attitude along with the seller, and they're not playing ball at all.
Right, right. Sometimes that goes along with motivation, how motivated they are to sell.
This is our price, take it or leave it, and it's as is.
Yeah, right. But hopefully your buyer's agent can see that that would not be the best deal. That's their job, as number one says.
Right. I mean, you know what? It really makes sense to hire a professional, because if you think it's a lot, you're saving a lot of money by going with a discount broker, or it's really affordable for you to just use an amateur. If you think it's really expensive to hire a professional, wait till you hire an amateur. Wow, things can really go astray and really
bad. They might
not
give you best price.
That's great. So as a buyer going forward, I need to have a really good realtor that really is looking out for my best interest and looking out for what I need and I can afford to buy. But number two, maybe I also need I have to get an attorney. I have to get a home inspector, because once I put an offer on the home, I need them to check it out, because, you know, I don't know anything about houses.
Yeah, that's going to be brought up in number five here. Home inspection.
Okay. I'm getting ahead of you. What's number four on your list?
Number four is when you're buying a home, thinking short term and ignoring long term housing needs. A lot of people, they're thinking about your immediate needs, but that could be so disastrous. Life changes. People get married. People have kids. People change jobs and so on. I mean, most likely you can't buy a house today and sell it in 2 years and make a profit. You might actually lose money if you're just thinking about your situation today. I mean, I always tell my clients, now is a great time to invest. If you're a couple with three boys and another on the way, maybe a three-bedroom house listed below market value isn't actually a good investment to make in the first place. You're going to outgrow that. Four boys, you're going to outgrow it. Sure, they can share a bedroom now, but they grow fast.
Yeah, I agree. Life changes in long term. You know, it used to be 10 years ago where people would buy and they say, Randy, where's the hottest neighborhood? Because I really want to buy, because I want to make a ton of money and flip the house. And in the last 5 years, especially now, they ask me, Randy, where's the hottest places to buy? You're the appraiser. You know what's going on. I tell them, you need to buy where you want to live.
Right. You've got to think about yourself and your family, who's going to live in the house. That should come first. And then you should think about appreciation.
let's say you're going to be there 10 years. I'm confident that the prices that you paid for now will increase 10 years from now, but there's no more short-term buying and selling and flipping and making a ton of money in real estate. You really need to buy where you want to live.
Change drives real estate. Change is the key factor that drives needing to buy a home or sell a home.
Our number here is 312-642-5600 if you have any questions at all for Betsy on her top 10 checklist on how to avoid disastrous pitfalls when buying a home now in 2014. 312-642-5600.
Or if you have any stories, too, I would love to hear
them. Stories. I think you have a story coming up at the second half of the hour. Wow. If you thought you ever had it bad when buying a home, you're going to be crying over your coffee this morning when you hear the story from one of Betsy's clients. But anyhow, it's a great success story. Mm-hmm. What's number five?
Five is not having a home inspection or hiring the wrong home inspector. And this is so, so important. Trying to save money on a home inspection.
Well, what is a home inspection and when does it come into play?
All offers, and this is something that a lot of people don't know, all offers are contingent on a home inspection. And that's so that the seller is never trying to hide anything, hide any flaws with the home. Every buyer has a right to have a home inspection done on the property. And I so encourage that. Sure, it costs money, but this is where you're going to be. This is your home. You need to check to make sure it is structurally sound, safe, and healthy. And I know some people have their, you know, Uncle Bob do it because he used to
be a
contractor.
You know, I know a guy who knows a guy.
Yeah, I know a guy,
Don't pay $350 for that home inspector. I know a guy and my uncle and, you know.
Yeah, and he used to be in this business a long time ago, and he'll only, you know, do it for $10 in a burger from McDonald's or something. No, it is their job. It's the home inspector's job to make sure that they are thorough. And they're not going to hide anything from you either. Uncle Bob, I mean, he might just say, go in there with a flashlight. A home inspector goes on the roof. They check all the appliances. It's so important to have that done. And I've got a great home inspector I always recommend because he's so thorough. And he also does mold and radon mitigations, which is great because if he finds that during the home inspection, he can give you a quote on how to remove that. And he looks like Kevin Costner, which is kind of fun for my clients.
Nice. But you know what? That makes a lot of sense because, you know, a house, when I've gone to appraisals on homes, sometimes the home inspector is there when I'm there, but the home inspector spends about 2.5 hours at your home. The home inspector goes in the attic, mm-hmm. in the basement, in the furnace, in the electrical panel box, mm-hmm. in the plumbing, all of the systems of the house, they're extremely well checked
that
to make sure
their
that.
Job.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I agree with you. Get a home inspector. Mm-hmm. What's number six on your top 10 list?
Number six is when the buyer doesn't fully understand all the costs that are going to be involved with buying a home. Most home buyers only think about the down payments in terms of closing costs, and they fail to figure out closing costs to close a loan, proration on taxes, condo fees, oil payments, as well as the cost of home inspections and possibly repairs needed to close on the house. Again, I mean, an experienced agent can help you with all this. Make sure your agent goes through everything ahead of time so you don't get sticker shock at the end of the deal.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense because, okay, I thought I just had to put, I have to have a down payment, mm-hmm. and I have to make an offer on the house, and I got pre-qualified so I can afford the monthly payment. So, I mean, what other charges could there be?
I mean, you find a home that you love. You have the home inspection, which costs money, and he finds this, and this wrong. And maybe the seller says, I'm not fixing anything. How much do you want the house? And if you love the house so much that you're okay with paying for it, you've got to think those are costs. Sometimes you've got to pay for repairs to be fixed before you can close on it, too, depending on some villages, you know, how they run things there.
And I like these other 2 points that you said that are, a lot of people don't take into consideration. Not only can I afford the monthly payment on the home, but guess what? I'm buying in a neighborhood which mm-hmm. might be Hinsdale, where the taxes are $25,000 a year.
Right.
Ouch, I didn't know they were that high. Now I can't afford the home. But also, too, on condos and townhomes, there could be anywhere from $150 to $350 a month.
Yes.
Association fees.
Yes.
On top of my mortgage payment.
Which affects the loan amount, too.
And as a realtor, you explain this to everybody. You're obligated to do that?
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
Like a seller's disclosure almost. I mean,
absolutely.
With fees, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, number six. A lot of costs other than the purchase price and the down payment. What's number seven in your top 10 list?
Number seven, and I see this often too, is searching for a home the wrong way. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the idea of sites like Trulia and Zillow, and I love the idea of them. But those sites are not able to update every single day like the resources us realtors have. So we'll come back to this one.
Yeah, that's a great tip. And I've got, so, as an appraiser, I have a few things to say about Zillow and Trulia, where everybody tells me, Randy, I was heard on Trulia and Zillow that my house, we'll get to that.
Right.
And hey, who also knows what are the last three lists, topics on Betsy's top 10 checklist? We're going to go over those as soon as we come back. You're listening to Real Estate Revealed with Randy Barcella and Betsy Loeb, and we'll be right back.
Somebody famously said, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. In recent months, we've seen sadly how that looks when whole groups of people decide if you can't find a reason for your outrage, let's make something up. We now know, thanks to the grand jury. Nobody ever said, hands up, don't shoot. But that didn't matter to protesters who burned their own town down in anger over it. It didn't matter to a few NFL players who decided to make a statement. Yeah, well, maybe NFL fans need to make a statement. Hands down. Play football. AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. It was the last stop on his five-day Asia tour. Pope Francis saying Mass in Manila before an estimated crowd of 6 million and making an appeal for children.
We need to care for our young people, not allowing them to be robbed of hope and condemned to the life on the streets.
The Philippines will soon celebrate the 500th anniversary of the church's arrival there. President Obama expected to call for higher taxes on the rich and lower taxes for the middle class in his State of the Union address.
The administration says it would raise $320 billion over the next decade. While the plan will spur debate, it's not likely to fly in the Republican-controlled Congress, arguing it would stymie much-needed economic growth.
Fox News Radio's Gary Baumgarten. The address will be delivered on Tuesday night. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Ken Griffin, taking a look at the roadway. Still watching a nasty accident here at the intersection of Harlem and 159th Street in Tinley Park. It's completely shut down. Watching a crash still at Fullerton and Kenzie Avenue. And also at Kenzie and West 31st Street, we have a crash there as well. And the expressways, everything looking good. No delays on the Edens or the Kennedy. The eyes now are moving along. So is Stevenson, 55, the Dan Ryan, 57, to Bishop Ford, Lakeshore Drive, tollways all look good. This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life.
She didn't just visit the sick and poor. She moved in with them because they needed help. Mother Teresa couldn't do it all, but she gave it all. Compassion. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
AM 560 weather, partly cloudy, high 37, currently 36. Our next update coming up in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
It's the details of your dreams that make your home unique. As internationally recognized general contractors, we at the DT Group pride ourselves on never building or remodeling homes exactly the same way, because we're in the business of delivering our clients' dreams. At our state-of-the-art design center and kitchen and bath showroom located in Orland Park, we create and adjust your plans to exceed your expectations. Call 708-942-6200 or visit dtgroup.chicagolandkitchenandbath.com.
You did it. That's right. Because of your generosity and support of our annual Feed the Children campaign, we were able to reach our goal of feeding over 18,000 children around Chicagoland this holiday season.
Those are real families with real needs that you've helped to meet.
And we especially want to thank the many business benefactors who stepped up in a big way.
When you hear their advertisements on this station in the coming months, we encourage you to support them as a way of saying thanks for their generosity.
And just because we met our goal in 2014, that does not mean that the need has gone away.
Hunger is still a real challenge for thousands of families and children in our area.
Feed the Children provides local food banks, community centers, and churches with 25-pound boxes of non-perishable food items, enough to supplement the food intake for a family of four for 1 week.
So please continue to support Feed the Children with a tax-deductible gift of any amount at any time by simply going to feedthechildren.org.
Ice, wind, heavy snow. With these, winter storms can bring power lines to the ground. And even downed lines that aren't arcing or sparking can carry electricity. Assume all sagging and downed lines are energized and dangerous, even if they're coated in ice or lying in the snow. Stay far away, keep others away, and report their location. Learn more about winter storm safety at safeelectricity.org. Sponsored by the Energy Education Council.
10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65. And that's for the next 17 years. Tune in to Aging Info Radio this Sunday at 9 a.m. to catch conversations regarding healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, wealthy retirement, and related topics to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. So join Susa Wacky and her guests on Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors, aging but not growing old. Sunday mornings at 9 on AM 560, The Answer.
Wellbeing MD is moving medicine to where it belongs, equipping individuals and businesses across America to take control of their health. Hi, this is Dr. John Principe. Wellbeing MD teaches people how to energize their lives through clean eating, physical activity, and stress reduction. Wellbeing MD creates wellness and transforms lives. Simple, science-based, and sustainable, Wellbeing MD is your solution for everything health. Visit our website at wellbeingmd.com. That's wellbeingmd.com.
You're listening to Real Estate Revealed with Randy Parcella.
Welcome back. Very enthusiastic and exciting. Welcome back to Real Estate Revealed. And I am Randy Parcella. It is always a joy for me to be with you every Sunday morning. I am happy that you tuned in. And as you heard last week and the week before and at the top of the hour, we listen to you and we are delivering. This is a big thank you from all of us at Real Estate Revealed for you making us number one in 2014 and your favorite show. As a special thank you, every week we've got the top 10 checklist of our past shows. Log on to realestaterevealed.net. On the top right, just click on right there, and we're going to send you a free checklist. We're going to email this to you free of any of your past shows, including today's show. And also, as a special thank you, we've partnered with Bonefish Grill Restaurant in Orland Park. They're going to give you a free appetizer, the really famous appetizer, Bang Bang Shrimp, free. We're going to mail that to you. And we're also going to mail you a free gift card from Chick-fil-A, free premium coffee from Chick-fil-A. And this is our special thank you to everybody for making our show your favorite. So, and if you don't want to, if you don't have any time to log on today, do it tomorrow, the next day, it doesn't matter. Or you just want to call the show, 312-642-5600. We'll rush out your gift cards to you on that. And today's exciting, you know, we've always been talking about this all year. Buying or selling a home can be very stressful, complicated, and confusing. And why is that? It doesn't have to be that way. This is your show. It's not about me and Betsy. Each week, you send us the topics that you want us to research, and we draw aside the curtains, we peel back the layers, we open the doors, and we uncover the truths, revealing myths versus reality. This is information you could trust to have peace of mind. In today's show, we've been going over your survival guide. Betsy put together this really remarkable, in-depth research about the top 10 things you know to avoid disaster pitfalls when buying a home. And Betsy, we had this really great checklist that you've been going over, 1 through 7, but I also know that we've got a special caller, Latasha, calling in about her story. Latasha, welcome to Real Estate Revealed. You're on with Betsy Loeb and Randy Parcella.
Good morning.
Good morning, Latasha.
Good morning, Betsy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
So, Latasha, I understand you had a lot of pitfalls that you went through and then succeeded with Betsy at the end, but can you share with us your story?
Well, my story, from what I found, has become a very unique one. I am a first-time home buyer, and I went into the process very excited because this was a new, you know, avenue for my family and I. We were going to, you know, move and just love this. And I go into it, and I'm looking for a home, and I found that it was challenging. Actually doing a lot of the searching and the viewing of the homes on my own. Mm-hmm. So I met a realtor at one of the open houses who was very knowledgeable about the home process and things of that nature. So we started to work together, and that opened up a whole new door and an arena of homes and things of that nature. So we started down that path, very still excited and elated. And then we started to run into some snags, to say the least. One of those things, I think the first snag we ran into was having a buyer who really didn't not just follow the rules, but didn't really have a motivation to, I think, sell the property. So that kind of added a level of stress on top of the fact that, you know, they didn't care. So we ran into challenges with them not following the proper process of even selling a home. So the motivation wasn't there to get things fixed.
What was your situation when you went forward to go looking for a home? Are you single? Do you have kids?
Yeah, so I'm a single mom.
Okay.
Of three wonderful daughters. And so trying to find a home with working a full-time job, it was very difficult. So me and my daughters would go out, and I would find a home online, and I would try to do as much research as I could. I would drive out to the homes to see the condition the homes would be in before I would even want to consider even going in. I would try to see if the driving was convenient to and from work, the kids' schools, things of that nature. So I took in all of those things into consideration before I would even want to see inside of the home.
And this is something I've always admired about you, Latasha, is that you put your kids' interests first. You know, and when we found this house was just the right size for everybody. Everyone would have enough room there. And for her, she was giving up on, you wanted the master bathroom. But here at this one, you didn't get this. But, I mean, it had just enough room for everyone, a full basement, full attic, which is what your kids needed. And I think that that's so admirable that, you know, you put their interests first, their needs first.
Yeah, and during the process, there is this phase of unrealistic reality where you want this dream home, and it has to fit into this box of your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And I, of course, am a single mom, so I am on a limited budget.
Hey, Latasha, hold that thought. We're going to come up to a commercial break, but I want you to finish this passionate story about all the pitfalls and disasters that you went through, but then you finally succeeded. Great information you're sharing with us right now, but we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come right back to your story. What a powerful story. This is great information for all of us here at Real Estate Revealed on AM 560. The Answer. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Ken Griffin, taking a look at the roadway. Still watching a crash in Tinley Park. This is at the intersection of 159th Street and Harlem, as the entire intersection shut down at this time. We're still watching a wreck also at Fullerton and North Kedzie. And we have an accident at Kedzie and West 31st Street this morning as well. On the expressways, no delays on the Edens. The Kennedy is 20 minutes either way from O'Hare to downtown. On the Eisenhower, it's about a half hour to Thorndale, same back to the post office, 16 to and from Mannheim. Stevenson is cleared, so is 55 to Dan Ryan, 15 minutes in and 15 minutes out of the city. 57 to Bishop Ford, Lakeshore Drive, they're all good to go. No delays on the four tollways, Tri-State, Jane Addams, Ronald Reagan, the Veterans Memorial, they're all clear. So is I-80 and roadways in northwest Indiana also look good. AM 560 weather, partly cloudy, high 37, currently 36. Our next update coming up in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
What's my home really worth? 6 years ago, it was $500,000. Last year, I tried to refinance, and the bank said it was only worth $250,000. But the tax assessor says it's $400,000. What is going on here?
Sound familiar? Hi, Randy Barcella. For 30 years, your premier and trusted name for residential real estate appraisals. For the real scoop, call me at 708-301-6100. That's 708-301-6100, or visit me at randybarcella.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-700-2629. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-2629. 1-800-700-2629.
Hi, the Laz Brothers here from The Laz Word with me, Tom.
And me, little brother Dave.
The Laz Word gives new meaning to late-night talk in Chicago. We do a mix of politics, law, and the comedy of life.
With so much to talk about in Chicago right now, we definitely have plenty of fodder. Join us each week on The Laz Word for fun and adventure, featuring your favorite politicians, newsmakers, and many more.
Listen to us each Sunday night at midnight right here on AM 560.
The Laz Word with Tom and Dave.
Back to the show, sure to answer your questions about the real estate market. Real Estate Revealed with Randy Barcella.
Welcome back to Real Estate Reveal with Randy Barcella and our expert realtor of the Real Estate Reveal team, Betsy Loeb from Baird & Warner. We've been going over the top 10 things you know to avoid disaster pitfalls when buying a home, and we've been really getting some great information and testimonials here from Latasha, single mom of three, Betsy.
Yeah, Latasha, she has been through so much and so many pitfalls. And, Latasha, are you still on the line?
I'm here.
Yeah, continue your story for us.
Okay, so we were at the point where now we finally found a home. Mm-hmm. And it's very important. This is when the expertise of a realtor comes into play for you as the buyer. Mm-hmm. Because now you have to put an offer down on the home. And there are a lot of aspects of just putting an offer down that one doesn't know. The average buyer does not know. So Betsy was able to walk me through the process and also highlight some things that will benefit me as the buyer with putting the offer down. So that was great. So now we got the offer down. We got the offer in. It went through the process, and it was accepted. Now I'm super excited because in my head, being an experienced buyer, it's ready to roll. And then here comes pitfall. Mm-hmm. The pitfall was that the seller did not follow the selling procedures of the village in which the home was, resided in.
And the listing agent didn't even know that the house needed a village inspection done. He didn't even know that.
And that's where having experienced realtor comes into play, because this realtor for the seller had no knowledge. I honestly think that me being a seller, a buyer had more knowledge than he did as the realtor for the seller.
So there were problems with the home and they didn't disclose it. And then the realtor from the listing agent for the home seller didn't get a seller's disclosure form properly filled out. That's amazing.
Right.
Exactly. So we ran into all of the issues when it came to the inspection. But then to put the icing on the cake, when you're having inspectors that are not as experienced or thorough as they are supposed to be. Now, these mm-hmm. are people who, this is their job. This is what they're supposed to be good at. And
that's amazing. I'm so sorry to hear that. You hired a home inspector. They didn't know what they were doing, and you were buying a home which had a lot of problems that were not disclosed by the listing agent.
Definitely. And it not only took it took three different inspectors to even come to a conclusion as to what actually needed to be done in the home.
These guys were finding something new each time they were there. We can't close because of this. This needs to be fixed. We can't close because now this needs to be fixed. It was crazy.
And to add that on, my children and I mm-hmm. had to move out of the apartment we were living in. So now I have to have the stress and the inconvenience of finding us somewhere else to temporarily live while all of this was going on. So it's really tough. It's really stressful.
Wow.
But I had to decide what was more important. was it worth going through what I was going through for my children? And after weighing the pros and the cons, I decided it was.
And she's in there now. She's in there now. We got her in there 2 months. Closing was postponed.
Latasha, you had to be almost in tears and in a lot of fear. For how long did this take? How many months?
Almost 3 months.
Wow.
Three to 4 months for the entire process, from finding it, putting, you know, the offer down, and going through the process of all the inspections and the repairs and things of that nature to even get the keys to move into the home. Mm-hmm.
So would you say it was worth your while to be represented by an expert broker like Betsy Loeb going through this process?
If I would not have had the assistance from Betsy and from my real estate lawyer, I don't know where I would be right now. I have no idea, because, again, most of that stuff was like talking gibberish to me because I knew nothing about it. Even after all of the research I've been doing, even after everything that I've tried to do to check every box as a parent and as a buyer, still was not enough. I would not have made it through without them.
In those 3 or 4 months, was it a lot of stress on your children also, as well as you?
Very much so. But I tried to ensure that I was totally honest with them through this process. And not just for me, Betsy was a big help for them. She was able to kind of talk to them as well, because, again, to give that reassurance, like, no, mom is doing everything that she can do. We're working on this. So that kind of helped me as well, because I'm all they have. So having that other reassurance, you know, she didn't have to. You know, she didn't have to be that support and encouragement. She didn't have to do all that extra stuff. But because of the person she is, and genuinely, it just came out, and it really made a big difference. I mean, she went above and beyond the call of duty to see this. It got to the point where everybody was just like, you know what, this is going to happen. We're going to do this. We're going to pull together. So it went beyond just her. Her team in the office, everyone was rooting, you know, like, this is going to go through. And that says a lot about, you know, the work she does. That says a lot about who she works for, that it wasn't just, I'm Betsy.
Latasha, I want to thank you so much for sharing your heartfelt story with us. And it just goes to show to our audience what we're talking about. There's a lot of pitfalls and disasters when going out and buying a home. It's just not as easy as commercials say. And if you missed any part of this interview, get out to realestaterevealed.net. You can listen to Latasha's story over and over again. And when we come back, I know we're going up on a break, we're going to finish our top 10 checklist. We've got 3 more to go with Betsy Loeb. Recap, tell you what's on next week's show. Really great information. And once again, thank you, Latasha, for sharing your story with us here. RealEstateRevealed.net on AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Ah, there it is. That room of yours with the dirty carpet that you've been meaning to clean. Years of traffic have really taken its toll. You want it clean, but you don't want to be overcharged. And frankly, the process is usually long and time-consuming. Now you're just procrastinating. Not anymore. Executive Green Carpet Cleaning will give you exactly what you're looking for. Really, really clean carpet that's dry in a few hours with no chemicals and no residue left behind. And very friendly certified technicians that you can trust. Executive Green Carpet Cleaning is always looking for better ways to serve you, and they use deionized purified water that leaves no stickiness, which leaves your carpet cleaner, brighter, and softer. They even use moving blankets to protect your home and corner guards to prevent damage to your walls. So stop your procrastination. Visit them online today at executivegreencarpetcleaning.com or call 708-599-5151. That's executivegreencarpetcleaning.com or 708-599-5151.
Every morning in my classroom, I see kids with health problems that get in the way of learning. Kids with vision problems who can't see the blackboard, kids who were wheezing last night with asthma, and kids suffering with toothaches. How can we expect these children to learn?
I'm Dr. Irwin Redlener, president of Children's Health Fund. Millions of kids go to school with health problems that get in the way of learning. But we can fix this. Every child needs to be healthy and ready to learn so they can succeed in school and in life. Learn more at childrenshealthfund.org.
What's my home really worth? 6 years ago, it was $500,000. Last year, I tried to refinance, and the bank said it was only worth $250,000. But the tax assessor says it's $400,000. What is going on here?
Sound familiar? Hi, Randy Barcella. For 30 years, your premier and trusted name for residential real estate appraisals. For the real scoop, call me at 708-301-6100. That's 708-301-6100. Or visit me at randybarcella.com.
Now, back to Real Estate Revealed with your host, Randy Barcella.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revealed, and what an exciting show. And thank you once again, Latasha, for sharing your heartfelt story with us. And I'm so glad you are in your home with your children, and it's a nice, successful ending, and you're going to be happy for 2015. Great, great information. But this show is about the 10 things you need to avoid disaster pitfalls when buying a home. And Betsy, why don't you recap all 10 of your checklists for us?
One is not understanding agency, real estate agency. Two is not getting a pre-approval before looking at homes. Three, not seeking the proper professional help. Four, thinking short-term and ignoring long-term housing needs. Five is not having a home inspection or hiring the wrong home inspector. Six is not fully understanding the costs involved in the house home buying process. And seven, we were at seven, and that's searching for a home the wrong way. I had mentioned Trulia and Zillow, and I love the idea of websites like that. But those sites are not updated every single day. And often I've had clients come up to me and say, I love this house. I need to see this house. And it's been under contract for months. And that just frustrates
people.
Yeah,
as an appraiser, Trulia and Zillow are very general, and they're not really that exact on values. You need to get an appraiser and hire a realtor, too.
And I think it's great. I always recommend taking a look at them. Just to kind of get an idea of what you're looking for in a home, seeing what's out there, seeing what's on the market, and then let me know the addresses that you find on your own so that I can kind of see what it is that you're into and adjust the search and find homes that are on the market for sale.
And which was, did we hit number 10?
We're actually on number 8.
Number 8. Wow, I love your check.
relying on oral agreements or statements just because.
Oh, yeah, just shake hands. Don't worry, I'll take care of it for you.
The seller says, I will accept this. Get it in writing. Get it in writing. And 9 is not understanding fair market value or the current conditions. And, a lot of people, they think, oh, it's a buyer's market. I could lowball every single home. It's the listing agent. Who is supposed to mark or price it right the first time. So sometimes if you just lowball, you might lose out in the home that you love. And number 10 is understanding that just because an offer is accepted, that doesn't mean the home is yours. The house isn't yours until you get the keys. I mean, like Latasha said, she thought just because the offer is accepted, it was just there she was.
Betsy, this is great information. We really enjoyed last week's show of the top 10 reasons that 2015 will rock for real estate. And what a great survival guide that you put together for all of us here at AM560 The Answer. And if you need any part of this checklist from Betsy Loeb, get out to realestatereveal.net. As I told you a few times during the show in the last couple of weeks, how excited we've been. And thank you to everyone. We're going to send you a free Bang Bang Shrimp appetizer gift card from the Bonefish Grill in Orland Park, and also a gift card from Chick-fil-A. A lot of great stuff on realestaterevealed.net, realestaterevealed.net. You can see all the photos of Betsy Loeb, the biographies, the past shows you can listen to 24/7. And as I said, each week, this show is not about me at all. This is your show, where each week we listen to you, we do the research, we draw aside the curtains, peel back the layers, open the doors, and uncover the truths, revealing the myths versus reality. And I always like to finish with some inspirational quotes at the end of the show. Life happens to all of us. It's how we react to everything that is the difference between where we are now and where we deserve to be. You don't always have control over what happens, but you do have control over what you do with that experience. We can't direct the wind, but we can adjust our sails. Be well. Make it a great week. We'll see you again next Sunday here on AM 560 The Answer. Get out to realestaterevealed.net. A lot of great information for you on there about all of your guests and hosts and topics and free checklists and free gift card giveaways. Thanks again for listening. Be well. Make it a great week. We'll see you next Sunday here on AM 560 The Answer.
Real Estate Revealed, brought to you by ChicagoLoanCoach.com. Tom and Letitia Frankel from Chicagoland Kitchen and Baths and the DT Group, and Betsy Loeb from Baird & Warner. Thank you for listening. And remember to tune in again next week for the best, current, and most accurate information about the real estate market right here on AM 560 The Answer.
honest, will owning a bigger TV